Testing, testing, 1, 2, 1, 2, unique New York, unique New York. We're here testing, just talking some bullshit so we can get some audio recorded, so we can do a mic test because the last episode was wasted. Hello, hello. Hey, what's up? This is Amaya 4000 and you're listening to Pound Bag Radio. The radio show for people who want to learn shit, but not reading stuff. We are the relaunch of the 2012 Best Radio Program nominated Dirtbag Radio. Only now, we are in the legal cannabis state working in the legal cannabis industry. We are recording live out of the greater Pacific Northwest area, covering the Seattle to Portland area. The premise of the show is to take one strain per show and to find out the effects that nobody is talking about. Besides just having like red eyes and feeling a body high, the more I'm doing the show, the more I'm starting to find out that some of these strains make you do things like tell the truth. We might have discovered some strains that make you say racial stuff. I was talking to a bud tender and they were like saying some stuff. They were like, bud tender at work, you know? And they were talking, we were opening the store and everyone was just chatting up, getting the old gums going before we start the day or whatever, or we're putting things out. Then they started saying like, yo, I was thinking some weird thoughts, kind of racial. And then I stopped like, what strain was it? Because the last episode was Gary Poppins. And I was like, yo, some racial shit was coming out. So that's two people that are saying strains. And you know, there's like racial, not ideas that we're holding back, but we all know like phrases that people have said. Maybe we're like, oh, that's not what I would say, but I know someone who has said this. And the cannabis is just like, hey, remember this? I'm like, yo, why am I talking about this? What's going on? Be quiet. So this episode is brought to you by Gushers by Funk Extracts. It's sponsored by the Quinzacana Canna Boutique. And I'm trying something new here. It says here, ad lib commercial, freestyle only. So I got to give a commercial. All right, I got to close my eyes for some reason I already smoked before this thing started. Man, I recorded a whole fucking episode. It was like an hour long and then something happened and it like the audio was like all scratchy. So I had already done this episode and that's why there was a gap because I get really unmotivated. When things fuck up, I'm like, fuck, dude, fuck. I got to start from scratch. From scratch, bro. Have you ever cooked a dinner? And like you burn the meat, you gotta start over. Like say you're like trying to cook brisket and you're like 7 hours in and you fuck it up. And you're like, oh, gotta start over. I mean, you can, you don't want to. You're like, man, fuck brisket. Let's go to fucking Burger King. Fuck this. And that's what I've been doing, dude. I've just been like throwing myself into other shit, trying to make myself, you know, it's hard doing these podcasts because ultimately I'm here talking to myself. I'm staring at the wall, but I do have this, there's a mascot for the show called Poundy the Pound Bag, and he's kind of situated on the desk. So I'm just staring at this cartoon character I made and it's staring right back at me. Hi Poundy. Yeah. That's not a commercial though. We're trying to do an ad-lib commercial for the Quinzacana Canna Boutique. There you go. Gushers from Funk Extract. There's a lot of side effects that aren't being noted. Like I'm kind of struggling to put words together. Like I'm saying words, right? But are they the right words? Do these words make sense to you? Or are these sentences making paragraphs? That's the real question. And I feel like they're not, you know? That's very concerning because sometimes we do cannabis and go do social things. I have smoked cannabis before job interviews, and you know, those are job interviews I didn't get. And maybe I smoked whatever gushers from back in the day because have you ever gone off topic way out your ass? Like, that needs to be noted. Like, hey, you're gonna smoke the strain, and yeah, it's a sativa, but what are the real side effects? Like, what's it gonna make me do? You know, someone needs to put their their body through this, you know, you're like, well, that doesn't make sense. Why would I need, like, why would I need to know that this strain made you think it was racial? I don't know, man. Maybe you're about to go with some, like, you know, you have racist parents and you're like, yo, I want to load up on the racial tension, you know? So I'm going to smoke this weed and it's going to make me think of all this racist stuff to counteract what the fuck they're saying. And I'm ready to argue. Maybe, you know, you're going into that environment. See, we could get specific now. Specific, like, yo, I want the, you know, there's a weed out there that's supposed to just, you ever had your eyebrow twitch or your eyelid twitch on its own for no fucking reason? There's a weed out there that will help just that. I guarantee it. I can't. There are no guarantees on this radio show. All right. Ad-lib commercial. Take three. Freestyle only. The Kings of Canada Cannabis Boutique. Are you tired of going to a dispensary and looking, being looked at, disgusted, like you're interfering with the staff in their gossip time? I went to a dispensary once and, like, I was, like, looking at the stuff and, like, no one said hi. I felt like I was bothering them by being there. I was like, hey, do you want to sell weed to me? Did I make you mad or something? And, like, you know, I don't know. Do I know you? What's going on here? A cannabis boutique, what happens is you go in and, for one, they have the cannabis beautifully displayed for you. It is like a 180 degrees. I'm here trying to think. That's cool. Yeah, that's accurate. 180 degrees. It's an old jewelry case, an antique jewelry case that they bought, refurbished, and have made it into a cannabis case. And I don't know the specifics in the hierarchy here in Oregon and who you got to talk to get what weed. Some farms won't sell to some dispensaries, or there's so many dispensaries you don't even know, right? So many farms you don't even know. But here at the Kings of Canada, with the years of expertise of the weed smoking, we got a manager, all right? Let me tell you how about it we are at the Kings of Canada Cannabis Boutique. We got a manager that has just been selling weed this whole time. Before it was legalized to legalization, his job never changed. So there is experience. You know, you need, you know, you don't want to go, you want, it's your street cred. You need a little street cred. Come to Kings of Canada, Canada Boutique. You want to spend your money and get, like, the best quality back, because we went and searched all the best farms out there in Oregon to get you the best deals. Come to the Kings of Canada, Canada Boutique. There's, like, a little sushi shop and shit right there too. So you want to do, like, a little date or whatever. We're like, oh, there's a dispensary right here. What? That's crazy. Right next to this bakery / sushi shop. Sushi. Blah, blah, blah. I'm getting fucking tongue-tied. Sushi shop. You know, they're like, it's a restaurant. Next word. Damn, this ad-libbing is kind of hard. Am I doing okay? Do you feel like going to buy cannabis? It's in the corner of 15th and Prescott in Portland, Oregon. I'm going to talk to you like that because that's how I get talked to here in Portland. I'm not from here. But people just tell me streets and people's names. Yeah, just go look at Frank over there on Alberta. I'm like, one, I don't know who the fuck Frank is. And two, what was the name of that street? Because I got to GPS it because I'm not fucking from here. Oh, just go to the Alberta district. Like, again, I don't know what the fuck. Like, I know you're saying words. But, like, these words to me mentally aren't connecting to, like, a geographic location. So you could be saying anything. You could be saying, go to Poo Poo Papa. Poo-poo-caca street. And I'd be like, that's about as much help as your words are giving me right now. Thanks. So anyways, we try to go down this list here. I should have a list around here somewhere. I should have been more prepared. But again, I had done this show. Ow, I hit my elbow. I had done this show already, bro. This show was done recorded. It sounded okay. I don't know what the fuck happened between me disconnecting some wires or something. And all the audio sounded scratchy. And I'm getting nervous right now because what if it happens again? What if, like, something here is, like, outdated and it needs to be replaced? And this episode will also not get heard. What then? So I'm trying to convert And I've been writing all the shows on I've been writing them out with pen on paper. Meanwhile, I have a tablet right here next to me that hasn't been fucking touched. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why the fuck I'm so anti technology, but trying to like embrace technology. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of weird because it's like an introvert trying to be an extrovert. You know, you're like, okay, you're not here. What are you doing? What are you doing, bro? And that's what I'm doing, but I'm doing it with technology. You know what I'm saying? Like it's 2023, bro. This is the first podcast of 2023. I apologize for the little break. I'm not going to lie. I was a little bit depressed. Something very serious happened. The UFC stopped showing fights. And I realized it's kind of like my football. Like, if there's not people fighting on the weekend, what am I looking forward to, bro? What am I... I need knockouts, bro. I need elbows. I need rear naked chokes, dog. I've been watching UFC since I was like 19 in the Marine Corps. I know it's because me and Nick Diaz are the same age. I was 19 in the Marine Corps. He was 19 in UFC. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that was an option. I didn't know I could just be a fucking fighter. You know, like, I didn't know. That's cool. Good for him, I guess. I'll support him because we're the same age, you know. I don't know if that's bragging or not, but no, it's not. That's just, I'm just telling you. So I've been watching UFC since 2001, 2002-ish. So as soon as that UFC, you know, I only like to do one thing. I feel like if I do two or three things, like, let's, I'll play one, like, I'll give you an example. I have one video game on my phone. And that's it, because if I have like two or three video games, my productivity level will go down in the real world, but my achievement levels will be off the charts on all the games because I'm addicted to validation. So like, you know how these video games give you like, hey, log in today, 200 points. Dude, I'll log in today for the 200 points. That's me. You got me. I'm very easily influenced. I am the target market that you probably want as a customer. I'm very brand loyal too. Like, I've been buying the same fucking shoes this whole time because I don't really have that much style, you would say. I like the way this feels. I'm at the age now where I'm like, I don't give a fuck how this looks. It's how you feel. And I want to give a shout out here to Chizzy because I'm going to school right now. And he was telling me when he went through school, he would just wear like shirts that people like gave him, you know? It wasn't anything where he bought the t-shirts or he would put effort into his dress to go to college. And at the age of, I'm a senior. I went back to school late, not by choice, really. I was in the electrical engineering field and my back just fucked up. You know, my back just, it gave out. I don't know what was going on. And that's what happened when you get old. I just turned 42. So let's go down. We have a little list here of what the strain's supposed to do, and we have some topics here. Hopefully we could stick to them, because we've been smoking the same strain as Gushers by Funk Extracts, all right? One thing I have noticed from this strain, it is very proactive on you're an entrepreneur, or you want to be an entrepreneur, or you want to start, you started selling Herbalife, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, your copyright infringement, the Houston Astros, and putting it on cups and shit or whatever, putting glitter on Starbucks cups and flipping them. Or that's an industry. You know, whatever you're doing, right? What the fuck was the point of me? Now I'm just thinking of all this counterfeit shit. See, this is what happens too. This Gushers. Oh, yeah, well, you're trying to be an entrepreneur. Okay. It's very productive, but I feel like it gets you so amped up that you're thinking two, three steps ahead and shit, like chess. And you forget, like, yo, you're in the now, bro. We need to talk right now. I'm out here thinking about some other shit now, because my brain's just ahead, like, yeah, they do this and do that. So if you're trying to start a business, you know, you're sitting here like, yeah, I got my LLC, I got my EIN, now I need my business, now I need to do this, now I need to do that, you know? Whatever 2 Chainz said on that fucking TED Talk clip video I saw on TikTok. I hate getting advice from TikTokers, bro. It pisses me off. For one, I've lost so much money. I mean, I know, sure, it's the market, But not really, because there was a bunch of I got caught up in that little fad. I had a little extra money, and I'm like, all right, what do I do with this money? I got to be smart with this money. I got to invest this money. Invest your money, bro. That's everyone. And it was a time that the Wall Street Bets crap was going on. You know what I'm talking about? You should Google it. Google it. It happened during the pandemic where these guys on Reddit basically manipulated Wall Street and shorted something and made like a bunch of, I think, what was it? Blockbuster and AMC and GameStop and all these different stocks that shouldn't be up there. They're up there. I think Radio Shack too. I don't know what's going on anymore, because that group is crazy. I think those guys got investigated. I should probably research this shit. I just know enough to bullshit my way at parties, you know? Like, yeah, those guys, huh? Yeah, they fucking, something with, fraud. Yeah, those bad dudes, you know? That's all you need to know in America, basically, you know? Enough to bullshit yourself at a party. Bullshit your way. I'm 40, right? I used to be a club promoter, so I used to party every fucking, almost day. Every day, dude, for like a while, 10 years ago. No, not even, 15 years ago. Damn. I would drink every fucking day. That's why I don't drink alcohol. I got tired of alcohol. Like, I was like, next. I've drank them all. I've been drunk. Wake up. Keep going. Wait, you know, it was, at one point, I think I was online getting people pumped up for the weekend to come party. This was like right when club promoting started. And it was like, all right, bro, can't wait to party this weekend. The black and white party. See you at Pasha Ultra Lounge. Free before 11, get on my guest list. That was just a gift. No one shows up before 11 at the club. If you show up before 11 at the club, you're a fucking loser. You know what I'm saying? The cool people show up at 10:55 and then we'll text the fucking club promoter. Get me in right now. I'm here. I'm being here. I'm here now. I'm here. Because they don't want to pay. But then if you're a good club promoter, I mean, it depends. Is that your friends, you get them in. But if you're like me, that you're just thinking about the money, you'd be like, you would just ignore your phone. Like, I was in the restroom. Just for 5 minutes, just fuck off for 5 minutes inside. You know, your phone's blowing up, and then come like at 12:01. Oh, man. I'm sorry, bro. You got to pay now. Would have been here. And then everyone has to pay. They're kind of mad, but then they forget. Like, I'll get you a drink inside. I'll get you a drink. Because they gave us free shots. I'm like, dude, pay at the door. I'll get you some free shots, man. $10, and I'll get you like 3-4 shots. Wow, that sounds good, doesn't it? All right, so that was my ad lib commercial for the Quinta Cana. The end. I don't think I ever ended it. I just kept blabbing on. All right, so the Gushers. If you're an entrepreneur or want to be an entrepreneur or were thinking about starting a business, I would recommend it. It's very proactive. I've started redoing my logo, and I'm like, yo, I got to do a business plan. I'm here trying to structure shit, and I'm talking to fucking AI. I'm talking to literally to artificial intelligence. Have you used it, ChatGPT? There's like this website that came out. It's like Google, but instead of asking Google, when the algorithm, you're asking like this artificial intelligence bot. You could talk to it. You could be like, hey, man, I don't know that much about math. And be like, what do you want to know? I don't know. Like, what? How do I subtract shit? You can talk to the AI back and forth. And so I was like, I wonder, I mean, it has all the statistics. And I was like, here's the thing, bro, because I'm starting to rethink the way I want to make money. Like, I have to do, I'm doing this change from like blue collar work to white collar work. And I'm trying to swing for the fences. And whatever I'm going to do, I want to fucking, but I want to make movies. I want to, you know, but I'm like, should I? I guess I want, you know, like everyone's always like, follow your dreams or whatever. I'm like, okay, but what are my dreams? Because no one's ever asked me, because you're like in Hispanic culture, you're just like, or Latinx or Latino culture, whatever we are. I don't know the specific right woke term right now, so I apologize whoever I just insulted, which is, I'm sure, everybody. Fuck, we're canceled, bro. Fuck, we just got canceled. No, we're asking for forgiveness. We're not canceled. All right, we're back. So I'm going from blue collar to white collar just because my back fucked up. I used to do like electrical work. I was an electrician. I worked at NASA, you know. I got a little bit freaked out because I found out aliens are real. And I tried to tell you guys, and then everyone was like, oh, this guy's fucking crazy. And then the government, I think last year, was like, oh, UFOs are real. So basically, I was telling the truth. And you guys, you know, wasn't conspiracy theory Thursdays. It was conspiracy facts. It was factual Fridays. That's what we should bring back. Conspiracy theory Thursdays. Just bring back factual Friday. Like fact, truth. What's the opposite of fact? It's not. It's truth or dare. It's fact or foe. No, that's like friend or foe. All right, so gushers, you're going to talk out of your ass, bro, but you're going to be very motivated. I feel like selling a used car right now. When y'all want to buy a Honda Civic? It's very motivating. You know, if you want to, like, if I would give this to employees, you know, like if I wanted them to, like, not fuck off, but like, hey, like this would be a perfect strain when I worked at NASA. At NASA, they got mad at me for working too fast. In the Marine Corps, they would give us one thing to work on, and you had to fix like three or four things on a jet a day, a shift. Like, you only fix one thing, you piece of shit, or you worked on this. You didn't fix nothing. You just worked on it the whole day. Loser, you know, or whatever, however the fuck you talk to in the Marines, or put it politically correctly, talk to in the Marines nowadays. And what was I saying? Man, this strain is not good for staying on topic, dude. I've noticed that I've been smoking the strain. Is it the 2 grammer? I think it is a 2 gram. It's Gushers Refunct Extracts. It's 2 grams. They did the awesome. Usually most of the containers here in Oregon give you 1 gram of something to dab. And like one dab, I would say it's like one joint, smoking one joint. So you get a couple of good amounts worth. You're supposed to get like maybe 20 hits out of it or whatever, supposedly, depending on how much childhood trauma you have and how big your dabs are. There's a correlation between it that people need to talk about, you know? Yeah, the bigger the globs, the bigger the childhood trauma. You know, the smaller, like, oh, I'm just trying to be a little bit happy. I'm like, oh, I fucking hate all my family, you know? It varies from, I guess, whether Mercury's in retrograde or, you know, I'm not sure, guys. I'm pretty high. It's a fun strain, though. I feel like I'm talkative. Hopefully I'm making sense. I do feel self-consciously like I am aware that I am saying sentences, but I'm not sure they're paragraphs. I think I said that earlier, too. Like, am I? And now that I'm talking more, I'm like, oh, yeah, bro, you're just saying sentences. Luckily, you're looking back here. The thing says I'm turning 40. I just turned 40. All right, so I just turned 40. I'm going from a blue collar to white collar flip. So I used to be an electrician. I messed up my back, like it gives out. And then, you know, that Mike Tyson quote, when they asked him what was wrong, and he's like, I broke my back during training. Spinal, you know, like that interview. I thought it was ridiculous, his answer back in the day. But then I have like severe sciatica, like I do now, and whatever the fuck else they have me diagnosed as. And so I get it now. I get it. He was correct, because it does feel like my back is broken. Spinal, like those words captured what the fuck was going on. I remember my back gave out. I was like, what's wrong? My back is broken. What do you mean broken? Spinal. You know, like those words were like the exactly, bro. So I get it. I got it. He was talking about sciatica. That's why his shit was, we didn't get it back then. We didn't know a lot of stuff back then, dude. You know, now we know about things like sciatica and like not putting your wallet in your ass pockets while you're driving, because it'll like screw your spine while you're driving your car. So you had to put your like pockets. I don't know. That was a I don't know why the fuck I'm going off on this. See, gushers, you can't stay on topic. I feel like the topics are interesting, you know, but we have a point. We're trying to fucking go down this list. And I'm not going to lie, the first episode, I did not go down the list. I got very distracted. So the gushers, it's very motivating. I feel pretty confident. I am aware that I am fucked up and not making complete paragraphs. I am saying sentences, you know. So you're like, I'm starting the idea and then we're going to a new idea. I'm starting and we're going to a new. Yeah, I'm telling you, bro, this is like, I feel like I could start a pyramid scheme right now. One of you guys want to buy some juice monthly? All right. I had a friend visit here from fucking Houston finally. I mean, I had a couple friends, but it's like a childhood friend. Like I grew up with this guy. We used to sneak out and go to the clubs at 18, but we're still in high school. You know, from both our parents were real strict. So we like rebelled together. And I think we had him on the show too. He was like the guy that was the Air Force secret agent, dude. Top secret. There you go. The top secret agent, military guy. We interviewed him. He was still in the military back in the day. So he came up and visited me, saw where I was at. Like, this is where you're at. This is Spencer. I'm like, hey, man, it's fucking awesome here. Fuck you. And then I just kind of sold him the landscape. Sorry, I heard something. I thought it was, I don't know. I'm self-conscious. So I'm like, I have the house to myself. My kids finally went back to school, which is so now it's daytime now. I've been having to do the podcast at fucking, two in the morning, the 7 in the morning, that area, because my kids are loud as shit, dude. I don't know how your kids are. I have two girls, loud as fuck, dude. There's so many videos where we're like trying to intake or try to do a panoramic video of a location that we're at, and they're just running around, like, dude, do you have to run like as a little kid? What? To me, it's like, whoa, this looks awesome. I want to just fucking start running around and screaming. Imagine an adult just running around and screaming. I mean, I guess they're kids and they could do that. But I'm like, hey, be quiet, please. And, you know, they don't listen because they're little girls. They just like, whatever. Anyways, sorry. I know some parents are probably like, my fucking girls listen to me. Like, all right, that's cool. I just don't care. You know, it's just like, it's just noise, whatever. The video is probably, I'm probably not even going to use the audio. I'm going to like put music over it, I'm sure, or not post it up. Do you guys take a bunch of pictures? I have like 10,000 pictures that I am hoarding in multiple USB disk drives. Why? Why am I doing that? I need to put all this shit out, dude. I have all these things that I don't need stored, trying to grow up. All right, so I had my first friend visit, right? And they asked to be shown around, and I ended up getting a little bit too high, like every time I saw him, because that's how the culture is up here, dude. I try to explain to him, like, hey man, I don't be coming up with no Houston mentality. Because I know when I was in Houston, I would do like 7 to 8 things a day, maybe. And I would still feel like, fuck, I had 12 things to do today. I only did 7. Fuck, dude. I didn't do shit today. I need to get all the shit done. I only got some of it done. You know, you're on a fucking rush. And here, up here in the Pacific Northwest, it's like, yo, I did one thing today, bro. Time to get high. And I'm not trying to be count, you know, because of the pandemic, it's been real easy to be like, okay, well, what the fuck else? I can't fucking go nowhere. Everything's shut down. So, all right, I'll just, you know, do one thing. Time to get high, you know. So it's a little bit hard to get out of it. I think everyone around here, because it's just a different mindset. In Houston, if you want to be in business, you got to have something fast. It has to be good. They better be cheap or no one's fucking with you. Like, if you need, like, a, like, I'm trying to do graphic design, right? If I was in Houston trying to be, like, in the industry and do graphic design for people, I would need to do the graphic design probably that day. Like, I got to be on standby that day, or at least, like, work super fast for them. And if not, you know, from if it takes weeks or something like that, like, if not, you're not getting, you know, sometimes, like, just to give an example, I get tongue-tied, too, a lot with the gushers. Obviously, you can fucking tell. So that's one thing to note. Jump from topic to topic. You get really motivated. You feel confident. You will get tongue twisted on common words. Words will kind of feel weird for you. And then you will talk in sentences, not paragraphs, on topics. But you're going to cover all the topics. Because I'm trying to tell you here that my friend came from Houston. And I keep getting off topic. The main point is, I got too fucked up. Because that's how it is here in Oregon. I think, you know, I got up for work. So, all right, I got ready for work. Time to dab. We went to work, we opened up, we had a little smoke break right before we opened the doors. So I smoked twice before, by 10 a.m. I had smoked multiple times already. And all right, time for work. And then my friend got there. Well, and then right before my friend got there, my manager was like, hey man, do you want to take a break? Take your smoke break? I'm like, hell yeah, let me roll something up. So I had smoked three times when my friend was there by noon. And I don't know how your tolerance is. I mean, I guess mine's kind of high up there too, but like smoking three things, you know, like I did a bunch of dabs, which is like concentrate of cannabis, right? And then just smoking joints and bowls and dab pens and then a joint outside. It kind of adds up. So when he came there, I was pretty, you know, I was trying, so like right now, I wanted to say things to him, but then I would go two sentences. So these things matter. I should have gave a fuck and been like, oh, my friend's coming. Maybe I should smoke something that's going to make me funny, but I could still stay on topic. So cause we were all over the place. And Susie came in, I think nonstop. I think we decided what we're going to do. So the next day I like picked them up and I was like their little guide. And I do this little loop that I show everybody that comes. Like if you ever visit Oregon, if you come, say if you come visit me, you can if you want. I'm in school for the next year. I'm a senior. So I got like one more year left after that. I don't know if I'm sticking around here, but maybe. But for the next year, if you want to come up here, visit, like, hey, man, let's hook up. Show me around. I'm going to take you on this loop that I show everybody. I just go down the gorge on the Oregon side, go to the next city. There's a bridge that takes you to the Washington side and come back. So you're just like, it's very scenic. There's a bunch of waterfalls and state parks on the way. It's like a 2-3 hour loop and you get a good like feel for the area, the land and shit like that. So the thing is, I kind of got sucked down this. You ever got go down this YouTube wormhole where it's like 3 a.m. and you're watching people like build a pool with a stick and shit? Like he built a whole mansion in the jungle just using his hands and a piece of wood and water, you know? I don't know how the fuck he does it, but I sit there and watch him like, yo, this motherfucker built a fucking house. I think I could do it, you know? So they came and I was looking like places to take them and I went down this wormhole where I was remembering I had seen a Bigfoot up here. I used to do like amateur Bigfoot hunting, right? Just like to fuck around online. I didn't think I was going to find anything, but I did used to go like if my old job would send me to different locations and sometimes I'd be like leave work early. And instead of going to the hotel, I would just be like, well, there's still some hours of daylight. Let me go to like a state park and just walk around and be like, all right, guys, we're here at this state park. We're looking for Bigfoots. And weirdly enough, everywhere I would go, I would look up Bigfoot sightings and they would be like, yeah, there's Bigfoot sightings here. So I've like traveled different places like Louisiana and Georgia and shit like that. All up here in Washington is when I got kind of scared. I think one of the past podcasts I talked about this, my Bigfoot scare up here. So, you know, I don't live far away from where this shit happened. And it's like a 2-3 hour drive. I could go right now, show you exactly where the fuck it's at, you know. And then I happened to look up, I don't know the name of the lake, and it's like Lake Cushman. Like, oh, okay, cool. I happen to Google Lake Cushman Bigfoot, and then there are multiple sightings, and there's like a Bigfoot database for that keeps track of it, and someone from the Bigfoot something organization comes and talks to you and verifies what the fuck you saw. So I'm like, yo, this, well, for one, this person had something similar of what I saw, I think. Same location. And I don't know what the fuck I saw, dude. We're not going to get into it, right? But I'm bringing this up just to tell you that I went down this Bigfoot rabbit hole. And I started looking up, like, well, where's the most, there's like 2,000 Bigfoot sightings in Washington State. Enough to, like, confirmed, like, yeah, this person saw something. And I'm looking the locations and the years. It's like from 1970s, 80s. Just like big things that have happened enough to where people are like, hey, shit happened here. The biggest area of Bigfoot concentration happens to be something called Escamania County, Washington. It happens to be right next to us. It's like the county next over, I think, or two counties over. But it is one of the counties where there's basically this loop that I take people in. There's a park that I stop at, and they have like Bigfoots there. And that whole area is like a Bigfoot hotspot. It's like the Bigfoot hotspot, I think, in America. And you would think, like, no, how the fuck? But then you go out there, and I was like, I don't know. I just know I don't like being out there at like dark time. All the sightings have been like at 5-6 in the morning. Or like at the night, you know, so like I just, whatever, just be there during the daytime. You'll be all right, you know. So after I showed them everything, I realized that I was blabbing for like an hour straight about Bigfoot to my friend and his the first time meeting his new partner. So his new, I don't know what they are, girlfriend or fiance, engaged. I'm not sure. And I didn't ask. I should have probably asked. We got his partner. And that's my first impression. They're like a graphic designer, they're marketing. It was probably a potential future employer. I made a good impression. And I cannot shut the fuck up about Bigfoot, bro, because I went down the Bigfoot rabbit hole. And then once you go, I mean, I looked at the locations. I looked up like where they were. And I'm like, yo, we drove around here. Like we were right. I was right. Like, oh, we're going to look for Bigfoot this area. Just like, and then like, oh, we're leaving. The sun's going down. If I would have stayed past the sun going down, like the route I wanted to take, the route I was on, like girls would have taken me here. And this is where people have seen Bigfoots before. Like I know where the Bigfoot hotspots are at. And I'm not saying like for street cred. Yeah, bro, you need Bigfoot hotspots. I got them, dog. You know, not like that. I went down the rabbit hole. I have a bunch of useless knowledge that just it's stored up there. And Bigfoot and like videos. And the way it's theorized, it's updated now. Like, I know people are like, oh, there's a furry thing out there. Like, no, bro. Bigfoot now, like, if you're caught up to Bigfoot, it's like some supernatural shit. Like, he's tied to UFOs. What else? You know, Predator, the movie Predator, where there's like an invisibility cloak. He's like invisible, but he's kind of looks kind of blurry and shit. Okay. I have heard that Bigfoot can do that exact same shit. And there's videos of like hunters that are out up in the trees, right? Like waiting to like bow and arrow a deer, whatever the fuck. And they're videotaping something up in the trees with them. And it's blurry. And it's going from like one tree to another tree without going down. It looks like it extends its arm. Let's say it is a cloaked whatever. It extends its arm and goes from one tree to the other tree. It never has to go down to the floor. It's just going between trees pretty smoothly, but it was like noticeable on the camera. He's like, what the fuck is that? And there's a bunch of videos of people like humanoid things just kind of walking and appearing, disappearing, kind of being translucent. You go on this TikTok Bigfoot Washington or just Googling and YouTubing, you just go down. All right, so that happened like the day before. So I was like, I had Bigfoot knowledge fresh on my head. And I don't know what I smoked, but it wanted me to It made me think, like, hey, is one of these strains making me forcefully just bring up conspiracy theories like Bigfoot, you know, because we need to know, because you should give that to the people out in like the national park, state park areas, and be like, we need the truth. You guys smoke this, you fuckers, just let us know what the fuck's going on. And, you know, it's like, it's kind of like you're being drunk, you know, you're like, all right, I'll fucking tell you what's going on, you know, and then you just start blabbing about the truth. Yeah, I saw them. I saw them kissing, and they're cousins or whatever. I don't know. That's not what happened to me. I don't know why I went that route, bro. I'm sorry. I think I'm getting influenced by the Pornhub. I don't know what's up with Pornhub. Why do you think I want to keep watching Stepson? Like, is there like an incestual market out there? Is just, I don't know why everyone's like stepsister, stepbro. Like, okay, what about some good old-fashioned non-relative sex? Can we have some of that? But, I mean, this is America. I don't know. Maybe it's a hit. In Alabama, they're like, oh, yeah, I wish. I'm a fantasized. I'm getting off topic, guys. Gushers from Funk Extracts will not keep you on topic. And this is what this radio show is about. Finding out these hard details, because if you had smoked this and gone into a job interview, you would have made an ass of yourself. But now that you're listening to this podcast, you know, hey, gushers, you know what? I'll probably do it to go out to the club or on a date. If I mean somebody important, like life choices, you know, maybe like a future employer. Maybe I shouldn't have smoked this strain, and maybe I wouldn't have. I think I did fucking. I think it was a strain, actually, that I'm thinking. It was, the 2 grams lasts a little bit longer, you know? So I did smoke and then go pick them up. And then I could not shut the fuck up about Bigfoot, like the whole fucking drive. Like, I felt bad. I saw them post the videos. You know how I silence my kids on my videos? They silenced me, bro. Because I was blabbing too much. I was just trying to, like, keep them entertained. They basically had like a nonstop podcast, a live podcast, while driving and talking about Bigfoot and shit. And then telling them my Bigfoot experience. And the guy was like, oh, yeah, I remember you used to do on Snapchat, you used to do like these Bigfoot expeditions. I'm like, oh, yeah. You do remember that. Okay, cool. Yeah, I don't fuck around with that shit no more, bro. I don't want to talk about it. I did tell him, like, yo, okay, so after that happened, and then a couple days later, I read a story about, like, a hunter, a trained hunter that got raped by Bigfoot. And I'm like, yo, man, when I went, I was in a fucking Ford Mustang rental, and, like, it was in the unpaved road, like, two-wheel drive fucking car, so sports car, street tires, and it's raining. Like, I had no business being out there. I was a fucking idiot, you know? This guy's, like, a trained hunter. Like, I know how to shoot a gun because the military taught me, but, like, I don't know how to fucking hunt. You know? If I see something, I'll try to shoot it. Hopefully, my training kicks me. Like, so I'm being like, oh, yeah, here's a deer urine. Spray it on yourself and smell the wind or whatever the fuck. 3 clicks that way. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, dog. We got a sit down wind from the deer. They're going to smell us. Like, yeah, I didn't even. Okay. I didn't even fathom that deer could smell us. If they could smell us, what the fuck are we doing out here? We should just probably go to the grocery store. They have meat there already. I don't know. Whatever. Again, staying on topic. Gushers from Fuck Extracts is not going to help you. But it is fun. I like these topics that we're trying to stay on. Chugging along. Trying to go back. See, this is why I didn't want to do the tablet thing, because I got to put my password on here. So the thing I found out while driving this dude around, times change when you're older, man. We're talking about, I guess everyone that I've been talking to, I'm in my 40s, and we're like, hey, man, I think I want to do something else to what I'm doing. And I'll give you an example. I was in a class where we were making virtual reality stuff. I was learning about how to do 3D objects and a 3D program, right? and making video games and shit like that. And I'm like, hell yeah, I can make a video game and probably, you know, do this. And then as I'm in this class, something called the Fortnite World Cup happens, where they just have all these people playing video games, and some fucking 13-year-old kid wins like $3 million from fucking playing video games. So I'm like, am I wasting my time being here? You know, because if you're telling me I could play video games, seriously, like, all right, you're really good at this game. Like, there's been a couple games I was really good at if I was, like, played obsessively. I was good at Kingdom Hearts, or I see people just streaming them playing, like, Mike Tyson Punch-Out and shit, you know? And I've sat there and watched it because I'm like, yo, I never passed that game. I want to see what happens, you know? I've sat there and watched video games, you know, so I understand. But just the production behind it, and just to, you know, this kid just fucking wins 13 years old. I'm just like, I'm going to school so I can make $70,000 to $100,000 a year, you know? So I could work hard so this kid can play it and make what I make in a decade, in one day. And, you know, you're like, man, a bunch of these TikTokers don't know what the fuck they're talking about, dude. I've lost so much money investing on TikTok bullshit. They're like, I'll tell you why. This is the next country. This is the next company to invest in. Oh my God, I can't believe it. My mind is blown. Follow and like for part two. You know? And that's every fucking video. And I hate that shit. But I do like the information. So I just didn't want to get past that. There's something called FOMO, fear of missing out. And again, I'm very easily influenced. So I bought a bunch of shit that I thought was going to do good, and it didn't do good, which I saw the potential. I knew what was going on. Like, I think the United States was trying to look for a company to make their contract with or whatever the fuck for their electric fleet. They want to make all cars electric. So they're looking for an electric company. So I invested in like all the companies that goddamn TikTokers were like, this is the next one's gonna go up for sure. And they didn't go up, bro. They went down considerably. So now I'm like, have like this, not beef, but I'm like, fuck you TikTokers, you stupid ass motherfucking generation motherfuckers. Y'all don't know shit. You guys have like the internet, literally all the information of the world at your fingertips, and all you guys have done is like discovered Japanese manga, and that's it. Oh man, the amount of fucking little kids I've seen in this area that read books that are backwards, it's weird. Doesn't feel American, I'll tell you that much. You feel like patriotic for the weirdest things. Like one time we were driving around the Canadian border. They're like North Cascades. We were up there north. We were up there really north, close to the Canada border, right? And started seeing like houses that had the Canadian flag waving, like huge Canadian flags. And like we keep passing another Canadian flag. I'm like, hey, we're still in America, right? We didn't cross over yet. What the fuck are these Canadian flags doing over here? What's that about? You know? Or however they say it. I would guess, I'm like, hey, this is how people feel in the South. You see, like, other cultures. What's that Mexican flag doing here? It's Texas, you know? A little bit of that came out, but it was, like, the northern side. You know? That border is wide the fuck open, dude. You could, like, hike to it. It seems weird that we don't got beef with Canada like that. They just keep leading people like Drake in here and Tory Lanez to take advantage of us, our delicate American women. I don't know where this is going. See, I'm getting off topic again. That's the gushers. So what we're trying to get at here. How much time we got? It'll be like 9 minutes. All right, cool. All right, let me go down this list. Damn it. See, this is okay. Here we go. The tablet, it's working. It says here, my friend came from Houston, things change when you get older. You have to teach your kids shit. Oh, yeah, dude. Let me tell you something as a fucking parent. That's what I'm learning as I'm going 40. If we're going to be going forward here, trying to be positive message. It's crazy, dude. You really got to be responsible, like super. I'm probably stating the obvious or whatever, but to some people, they don't think about this. They're like, oh, it took a village to raise children. Like, I know my parents heavily relied on the school to teach me everything. I never got taught the birds and the bees and shit. To this day, I have this running joke where I'm telling my parents, when are you going to tell me about sex? We never had that conversation. They're like, what? Huh? Like, you know, they don't get it. But I'm like, I think I should know. I have kids. I think I should know what sex is by now. I should let me know. But again, so I don't think sarcasm gets missed by people that I think don't have like English as their first language. To be sarcastic, you gotta like, again, about a massive childhood trauma. Sarcasm. Oh, yeah, bounces off. I get it. Sure. Like me, my goals achieved. My wants and needs, okay, whatever, bro. You can have that attitude. And that only comes with being super suppressed, you know, restricted childhood. Some kids are just like, oh, you're a child, run free. And that's how I raise my kids. I'd like do the, like, what did my parents do? Or I'm going to do the complete opposite. Because, I mean, I guess I'm okay. Not really. I don't talk to anybody. I feel like ideally, I don't know if I wouldn't want my kids to turn into me. That's fucked up to say. You know, I want them to be at least a little bit better than me. Success, like, probably my knowledge-wise, I'm okay with. But, like, I want to be a little bit more social than I am. I'm just at the point now in life, I'm like, yo, I got goals. And I'm just focused on my goals right now. And if I had friends, they're probably like, I mean, I do have friends. But it's like distant friends. Like, hey, man, what's up? I'll talk to you. Every once in a while, they call me drunk. What's going on, man? And I'm here just working on shit like, hey, man, what's up? What are you doing? Selling weed. We're making graphic designs. A lot of people don't understand, like, I'm not a drug dealer. I'm a graphic designer. Like, I make these pictures. And it's like, you know how when you look at McDonald's, you see the Big Mac, like, on posters and on videos and on the menu? That's what I do, but for weed, we need to show it to you on social media, on posters. There's pictures and shit inside the shop, you know. So, you know, we need you to come with the Kinsey Cannon, and we're doing shit like this where I'm here testing it out for you. Hopefully, you guys enjoy the conversation. Okay, so we're again at Gushers. You can't stay on topic because I'm here trying to tell you you're supposed to raise your kids. You gotta teach your kids everything from scratch. Like, I'll tell you this, like a story. One, this is like years ago. We hadn't taken my youngest to the beach ever. You know what I'm saying? So when she touched, we were walking towards the water and she had never touched sand before. So she had sandals on and we go into the sand and the sand starts getting inside her, where her sandals are. She just starts screaming like, what's happening? Like, which I think I would think the same thing too. Like, I was stepping in mud and like the mud's going into my sand. I'd be like, ah, what the fuck? But I had to tell her like, hey, it's okay. It's sand. She had to like bend down and touch it and feel it to like understand it. I'm like, yo, this is the first time she's a little bit older though too. She wasn't really that young. She was like 3 or 4 or 5, I think. 3 or 4, you know? So she wasn't that young, like a baby. She was like, not a tween either, but she wasn't that young. Like, she should have known. Like, anybody else be like, why the fuck? I mean, around us, like, oh, yes, this is Trinity's first time seeing the fucking ocean. We just never went to the ocean. I mean, we used to, but then, like, it's fucking dirty where we're from. So I'm like, yeah, I don't want to go to this fucking crappy ass ocean. We happened to go to Pensacola, Florida, like on a business trip or something. And I took my family with me and they went. And that was their first ocean, was like blue waters, white sands. She cried. So, like, you know, you got to teach them everything, dude. I've taught my kids about taxes. Like, I gave them $100 each. They're like, buy whatever you want. And then one of them was like, I want to make as much glue. So she wants to make a fucking slime. You know, little kids are into making slime nowadays. So she bought like a gallon of glue. I gave her $100. Like, I want to buy a gallon of glue. And then she's looking at her money and how much it costs. And then I'm like, the price keeps going up because shipping and handling. She's like, what's that? I'm like, well, someone has to put it in a box and someone, you have to pay for it to go from over here to that way because you're not going to the store. You're ordering it online, right? So you have to pay for that. Okay. What is taxes? And I try to explain to her, well, every time you do anything, the government's like, give me a little bit. She's like, what? Why? I'm like, because that's what we pay to use money. Like, we can't make our own money. They make the money. See, like, this dollar? Yeah, I didn't make it. Someone made it, you know? Like, so they're charging us because they made it. Income tax or sales tax or whatever, you know? Or some of it, because I know sales tax is supposed to go somewhere, but it doesn't. I think income tax goes to, like, the IRS. Sales tax goes somewhere else. So all of a sudden, her sales tax, like, yeah, this is for, like, the roads and shit like that. And this is, you know, I told her about the king and all this crap like that, the American Revolution. And, yeah, we fought about not taxes. We don't want to fucking pay taxes to the king. Fuck this, you know. So you get all these moments where you got to teach, like, all the lessons you learn in not in school. Now you could tell them, like, you know, okay, this is the way they said it happened. At the same time, it's kind of scary because it's very easy for me to be like, I read on QAnon and then teach my kids whatever the fuck QAnon said. Which you could tell when that happens, dude. I hear some of my kid comes back and tells us what your fucking kids say at school. And they're some of the shit that kids sound like. Kids, when I didn't give a fuck about politics. So, like, I was a senior in high school because I had to take... Someone in my class, it was for like a grade. They made me look at Paul. I didn't give a fuck, you know? So for someone to be in eighth grade to be like, oh, are you a Biden lover? I'm like, oh, that's coming from the parents, dude. This motherfucking kid, you know, you really give a fuck about the Paul. Who's the vice president? But you don't even fucking, because you don't give a fuck. You're just repeating what you're hearing from home, you know? So I try to be like, I see it from other little kids. I'm like, man, I hope my kids aren't repeating my bullshit. So I try to, and I got to be like mindful, and I got to talk to my kids and tell them, like, hey, man, you can't tell you know, like, their secrets. You got to tell them about friends. You got to, so, you know, my kids are going through like their first friend fight or like the first time. You ever had a friend that they get a fucking girlfriend and just like blow you off? Oh, I can't talk to you no more. My girlfriend, blah, 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 blah. And then they come back months later. Okay, well, my kid's going through that. It's going. So now you got to tell your kid, oh, yeah, there's going to be people out there that only your friends when they need you. You can't, you know, it's hard. You got a few very best friends that are going to care about you. So a couple of them, like, you know, they'll choose, you know, girls over friendship. I've done that a couple times, so I can't even sit here and, like, bitch or whatever, so. Just got to make them aware, like, yeah, there's different people. Different people are going to act the same. Look, don't expect the same input that you put into people. Don't expect it back, because most of the time you're not going to get it. It's rare when you do. And people like that, yeah, look, their mom is like, people like that usually just stick around. Like, to me, like, my best friend's my partner, her mom, you know, my kid's mom. So I think I have a good time with her. We don't really fight. Not saying that that's like the definition of a good relationship, but we talk, dude, a lot, you know. I tell her, this is my goal, this is what I want to do. I think I want to do it like this, and she'll critique me, and now I can take criticism, which is cool as an artist, because coming from Houston, if someone told you, oh, you should probably do this, shut the fuck up, you know, and you can't do that in art school. You can't be like, hey, you should probably move the font a little bit, so shut the fuck up, Susan, from the north side, you know, can't do that. You gotta be civilized. We live in a civilization. All right, you guys, we're getting here to the end here. Hopefully you guys are entertained, and hopefully this audio stays constant the whole way through so we can actually upload this. I apologize. Let's blame it on the holidays. Let's blame it on the alcohol, like T-Pain used to say. I don't drink, so that doesn't really make sense. Now we're just gonna blame it on oh, someone's giving me a call. Probably a bill collector. Pay your bills, people. We're going to call you during your podcast. All right? That was my word of advice for 2023. Pay your bills on time. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Again, this is brought to you by Gushers from Funk Extracts, sponsored by the Kinzicana Canna Boutique. Remember the ad-lib commercial I made in the beginning? Yeah, all that stuff. Again, but at the end of the show. Because right now is the end of the show. All right, catch you guys on the next one. Remember, don't do this if you're going to try to stay on topic. Because this is not it. But it's fun. I truly recommend it. Only not before important shit. Right before a party. All right, this is Dan. Bye.